Studios. It's That Podcast. Recording live from Studio B in Strawberry Blonde Studios. It's That Podcast. Featuring Joe Lindholm and Jason Shirley. I digress. Hello, Brent.
You fret. You got a 10-pound shunk and a 5-pound bet.
It's a good man. Good man. Community. Sup, hot. Tell him your name sent you.
Adrian.
Live from Studio B. It's That Podcast. Featuring Joe. I digress. And Jason.
Hello, Brent. Give me some of that dogger. This up for yourself. Make it enough. Sup, hot.
Tell him your name sent you. Sent you.
Live from Studio B in Strawberry Blonde Studios.
It's That Podcast.
Welcome to It's That Podcast, episode 43. I'm your co-host, Joe Lindholm, along with Jason Shirley. Jason, tell them what time it is.
Now, Danny traded, man.
Oh.
He wasn't trying to hurt nobody.
He wasn't, and he didn't.
No.
Literally, he did.
That's correct.
That's right. And we'll get into that in a little bit. But first, my friends.
Yes, sir.
Bears. Big Bears win today. Final score 41-9. And it wasn't as close as the score indicated.
How is that even possible?
I know. But pregame, in hindsight, kind of glad that Khalil Mack did not play. Didn't need him. Allen Robinson did not play. Also, Kevin White, a healthy scratch.
Ah.
Yeah. So he was not even active. He was inactive for the game. Mm-hmm. That's right. Crickets. I got the game book, as usual, right here in front of me.
Hit me, baby.
You bet. So Jordan Howard, 14 carries, 47 yards. Not great. 3.4, so okay. He had a long of 18 and two touchdowns, one of which was awesome to watch. His second touchdown, the first touchdown was from a Mitch Trubisky rush that Mitch came up a knee short of the end zone. And then they just gave to Howard 1 yard run, no big deal. But the second one, 18-yard run, he ended up trucking the DB. I mean, just the DB was like, I got you. And then Howard went, no, you don't. And then blew him up and then end zone touchdown.
And I love seeing that.
Yes.
But I will tell you, they didn't. Now, what happened with his contract?
Jordan Howard's contract?
Yeah, like they made him, he's going to be an unrestricted free agent.
I just think it's just the end of his rookie deal.
Right, but yeah, they didn't, you know, clamp him down or they didn't do anything. He's going to be able to hit the open market.
Correct, yeah, yep, I know.
So, I mean, how is that going to affect how they use him the rest of the year?
That's a good question. I don't know. That's a good question. I mean, they're going to need him because Tariq Cohen can't do what Jordan Howard can do. Like, they're right. Yin and yang, right?
Correct.
Like,
Howard, lightning.
Howard's the north-south guy. Tariq's the east-west guy, right? So
right.
You kind of need Jordan Howard if you're going to not get your quarterback killed. The other rushers today, Anthony Miller on a reverse, got a 9-yard carry. Trubisky had the 1 carry for 6 yards, came up a little short of the end zone. Tariq Cohen, 6 carries for only 5 yards. That's it. And Chase Daniel need the ball twice or three times for victory formation for -3 yards rushing. So the Bears on average 2.6 yards a carry. It's not good.
Did you see this? Did you hear about this? Yeah, Why don't you tell me about J. Charles Leno Jr.?
3 false start penalties in the first half for Mr. Leno.
No.
That's not going to get done. You know, so that's just how that went. Receiving wise. Anthony Miller, your leading receiver, 5 catches, 49 yards. Go ahead.
You know, Mitchell spread it around, though. I was happy
to
see.
Yeah, he got 5 for Miller, 3 for Gabriel, 2 for Burton, 1 for Cohen, and 1 for Mazzell, who made his first appearance.
Who?
Yeah.
Who's that?
Taequann Mazzell.
He's
the guy that was running. He's the guy that ran roughshod over preseason.
Ah.
Entered a spot on the practice squad. But yeah, they'd rather throw the ball to him than to Kevin White.
Who is a healthy scratch.
Correct. He was healthy. So, yeah. at any rate, defensively, your leading tackler, and he was all over the field today. And I'm, as every game goes by, Roquan Smith is impressing me more and more.
Yeah, man.
He had 11 solo tackles and 2 helpers today. 13 total tackles.
Nice.
Yeah, and he forced the fumble. Eddie Jackson returned it to the house. And then there's
Danny Jack Senior to you.
That's right. And then Danny Trevathan.
Talk to me about this, Joe. Okay.
Get ready for the rant, because I made this on an earlier podcast, so I'm just going to go ahead and make it again, just to make sure everybody's in the clear. On a play today, Danny Trevathan was blocked to the ground, crawled to the quarterback, and I'm not even going to say tapped his leg. More like touched it. He didn't. There was no force behind it. It didn't cause the quarterback to move at all. He just touched his leg and got a roughing the passer call.
Oh, yeah, they're always trying to screw you.
Later in the game, Danny Trevathan trucks Nathan Peterman. Like, just, like, full-on weight of his body on him. No roughing the passer call.
Oh, no. Mr. Peterman, he no here.
Again, I said this in an earlier podcast, and I will say it again. It should be open season on quarterbacks. Because if they're going to call what they called roughing the passer on Danny Trevathan today, that was worse than the Leonard Floyd call. 100 times worse. It was a joke. This rule needs to be revisited. I understand the player safety aspect of it. I get it. You don't want the quarterbacks getting killed. But you cannot call what he did roughing the passer. That can't be a thing at all. If you haven't seen it, try to find a replay of it. It's a joke. It's a fucking joke.
And they've... I don't know. I'm not really sure where to weigh in on this. Initially, I was very angry because it seemed like they would let people that didn't have big NFL names just get clocked.
Right.
And nothing was called. Right.
Yep.
But if your name is Rodgers or Brady,
Breeze.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Even Ryan at this point. Mm-hmm. But yeah. Those would be the guys that if you blew on them, you would get the flag thrown.
Right.
But, you know, even guys in Mitch's caliber would just get hammered.
Yeah.
And it'd be like, well, that's the game, right?
Peterman took hell of a lot more punishment than that.
Yeah. So it seems like arbitrary. It's like, okay, now we've got to call this at least twice a game. How many games do the Bears go without getting that called that at all?
I'm guessing at least the first four?
Yeah.
Five, maybe?
At least the first four. I know that for sure.
Because, I mean, I know you were radioing today, but, I mean, you got this. It was a complete and utter joke of a call.
Yeah.
Like, it's the most frustrating thing. Now, granted, this game was a little out of hand. I think they were up 3 scores at that point.
Doesn't matter.
But it's the point, right?
Exactly. Call it the same way.
Right.
I mean, this is turning into what is a catch.
Yes. This is the what is a catch of 2018.
Yeah, it's fucking clown shoes.
Yeah, and they fixed that. They fixed the catch thing. Because I haven't seen too many, you know what I mean? Like, I haven't seen a lot of controversy about what's a catch and what's not a catch this year.
Right.
So fix the roughing the passer.
What was that whole thing? Did you complete the...
The action or whatever it was called.
The action. Yeah, right. Whatever that was.
Yeah. Right, exactly.
Ridiculous.
So, you know, fucking clown shoes. What are you doing? Fix it. You can fix this, NFL. Fucking fix it.
Right. Make the NFL violent again.
Because it's not even about that.
I know.
It's just something...
Make it...
That benign... Something that benign. Like, it wasn't like Trevathan was trying to take his knees out or leg out or whatever.
Back to the Charles Martin.
He wasn't trying to do that.
No. He wasn't picking him up and giving him a suplex.
Yes.
Yeah. He was laying on the ground and he swatted at him and kind of maybe touched him.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they called roughing the passer. And I'm like...
Yeah.
I'm just sitting there.
When you told me about this initially, I'm like, oh, man, don't defend Clay Matthews. I love the fact that I can call that guy dirty every time he gets called for this.
Well, he is dirty, but I mean, besides the fact. I mean, like, this call was just
slow now.
It was just such bullshit. It's like, it's not, that's not a fucking penalty. That call should never be a penalty, ever. Ever, ever, never, ever should be a penalty. that never should be fucking called. And it was. And it was a joke. Absolute joke. Because like I said, then later on, he crushes. Like, just he crushes Peterman. Like, in the fourth quarter.
And that goes.
And no flag, no nothing. No flag, no nothing.
So, okay.
It's just, I'm just,
I mean, like, I mean, what's the criteria they're looking at? Had the ball left his hand?
I would love to know that.
Okay.
That's a great question. What the hell are they looking at?
Right.
Because that can't be a roughing call. That simply cannot be a roughing call.
Right. I mean, what they used to look at before was if you can't stop your forward momentum.
Right. Right.
I'm coming to get you and I can't stop myself before you let it go.
Right.
They just kind of let that go.
They do.
But now,
It's annoying. It just makes me so pissed. Like, it's just like, ugh, just like, whatever. So going back to my notes for the game, I don't want to spend the entire episode talking about
just
that.
Just grousing about that.
Exactly. On the strip by Roquan, great play there. The play before, Kelvin Benjamin was talking shit.
I love it.
He had made a catch.
Love it.
Yes. Was talking shit. And then how's that taste?
Yeah. Strip to the house.
Strip to the house. That's right. And then I have good teams beat bums. 30 straight offensive possessions by the Bills without a touchdown, which ended up being 39 by the end of the game. But they finally scored their garbage touchdown late in the fourth. Pick six for Floyd. That was great.
Let's talk about how great it was. It's like, really?
Was it? Hey, he could have dropped it.
He could have dropped
it. He could have been Kyle Fuller in the Packers game. Just dropped it.
I know. And I'm really trying to couch myself this week. Because my old man came to me and said, hey,
yeah.
You and Joe, early in that episode, were real hard on the Bears, and they won. And I'm like, yeah, I know, but...
Because we both...
We've got higher expectations.
Right. The bar's been raised. This isn't last year. This isn't two years ago. This team is supposed to be great. Well, not great, but it's supposed to be good.
It's supposed to be the opposite of guarantee rate field.
Correct.
Is what it's supposed
That's
to be.
That's right.
The arrow is supposed to be going up.
Up, 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 up. So, at any rate, or maybe a guaranteed rate. Who knows? Yeah, that was terrible. Pretty.
I know. I wish I had crickets handy. Tom,
put those
what
in.
Are you doing?
Put those in later, Tom.
Yeah, Adam.
Pretty good job of tackling today overall. I was very pleased today, for the most part. Normally, tackling is one of the things I kind of get angry about, or not angry about, but freak out about, and they were fine. They tackled well today.
Yeah. Were they flying?
They're flying around or flying?
Oh, flying around.
Flying around. We got yet another Kyle Fuller pick. That's the fourth in four games for Mr. Fuller.
Yeah.
And
I don't forget the... You know, how he gets burned either. So
I'll give him credit for the pick, but
you have
Let's not forget the times wide receivers running the free coin, around man. You. Yeah.
Go back to last year. You're the first one to stand up and say this guy gave you one half of great football.
Yep.
The other half? Yep. No. Bad.
Bad.
Why are you extending his contract?
You're right. I was not happy about it.
You were not happy about
it? No. And I'm still not happy about it. So there you go. 39 again, like I said at the beginning of this whole thing, 39 possessions by the Bills without a touchdown before they scored their touchdown at 5:41 of the fourth quarter. So
yeah,
it was they're not a good team, but this is what you do to bums, right? You beat them up.
You're not good.
Yeah, you're not good. This is what you do to bums, though. You beat them up. I thought the offense could have played a lot better.
You know what, though? I will say this,
and
I will say this out loud.
Yeah.
The Bills' defense is good.
They are.
It really is.
They are.
Their offense
especially
is their
against
weakness.
The run.
It's
especially
their Achilles heel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially against the run. And they played well. I mean, the Bills had the ball longer and more time of possession. They had double the first downs the Bears had.
Right.
But again, when you score two defensive touchdowns, you know, kind of,
and
it gets
the team you're playing doesn't score enough to cover that.
Right.
You're going to win.
Yeah. The team you're playing is not great. at all.
Right?
Yeah, they're not. The Bills are bad. They're real bad.
Peterman.
Their offense is just.
Do you remember how like hyped people were at the draft on that?
Yeah.
Oh, and he's coming, and he's got big hands, and he's used to the cold, and he's all this.
He's not. No. Yeah, he's none of that.
No.
Hot trash. He is hot trash.
Garbage.
Let's see. What were his numbers today, passing-wise? He threw the ball 49 times, 31 for 49, 189, and three picks today. His passer rating, 45. Which led me to thinking, Jay. I got
what did
to
I tell you about 50, what did I tell you about 50 attempt passers, Joe?
I got to thinking. I thought to myself, self, I wanted to include Mr. Peterman in this experiment. So I said, okay, the last 2 years, give me everybody that's thrown over 49 pass attempts. Just as a benchmark, right? There were 44 players that had over 49 passing attempts in the last 2 years.
Okay.
Take a stab at what their record is. Out of 44 players.
I'm going to say 1-43.
Not quite that bad.
Okay.
But bad.
10-33.
8-36.
All right.
8-36. That's right.
Well done.
Yes.
We're happy for you.
That's right. And that comes, I mean, a lot of that is indicative of you're already behind and you're trying to catch up. So that's why.
Sure.
But that also leads to
Hayeva.
Playing defense and running the football in this league will win you football games. Period. End of story.
Yeah, man. That's exactly right.
And the Bears didn't do a great job running the ball, but again, the Bills' run defense was really good. The run defense is really good.
Right.
They only averaged 2.6. They ran the ball more than they tried to pass it. And that's also indicative of they were just trying to kill the clock, right?
And they were up.
Right. So, in the end, you got to run the football. That's the bottom line. You got to be able to run the football and play defense in this league. Passing is kind of it's important. Don't get me wrong, but it's not the end all be all of winning. Running the ball and playing defense is.
You know what? A good friend of mine once told me,
yeah,
that if you can run the skin of the pig and stop the man with the skin of the pig,
yes,
you will win.
You will win. That is correct. And speaking of win, Patriots just scored a touchdown. 7-0 Pats. Go Pats.
Go Pats.
As we discuss this right now on a lovely Sunday night. Fuck the Packers. Totally.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Right in their hoodoo.
And up.
Right up it.
Up their giggy with a wah-wah brush. Stick it in and break it off.
That's right. Jay, what do you got from other NFL action today?
Hey, man. I can give you around the NFL from this week.
Yeah.
I'd spend a lot of time on the Niner and the Raider, but there really isn't a lot of need
That's
for
right.
that.
That's
the Niners won 34-3. You dispatch of bums, as we mentioned earlier. Nick Mullins, I don't know if you've gotten his reservations for Canton yet or not, but he was 16 for 22, 262. And three tuts.
Oh, yeah. I've already booked my Hall of Fame ceremony.
Yeah.
That's done.
I mean, because...
In like 10 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. In.
I'm not Jimmy Garoppolo. I don't know who you think I am, but I'm beating your ass.
That's right.
34-3.
That's right.
And if you had somebody that could rush the passer, it might help you. But, you know, John Gruden, you obviously don't care about
that. You don't.
So, now we are on to the Charger. Over the Seahawk, Joe's favorite player, Philip Rivers, had a Philip Rivers day. Yep. I mean, 13 for 26, 228, two tuts, no picks. Yeah. Melvin Gordon really is the story of this game. 16 carries for a buck 13 and a tut.
Nice.
So, that sounds, you're like, well, I mean, kind of pedestrian for... You know, the NFL and teams that can run. But when you hear the rest of the rushing attempts and yardage for the NFL teams this week, you will say, Melvin Gordon, you are
you're good.
Amazing. Yes.
Damn, you're good.
Damn. Seahawks, 4-4 now. Charger, a quiet 6-2.
Yeah.
I don't trust it. I don't I don't know about it. I mean, they beat up on the Raider. They beat up on bums. I think that's how they got fat.
Yep.
But we'll see.
We'll see.
A lot of season left to go.
There is.
The Falcon over the Skin, 38-14. Skins are 5-3 now. Falcons 4-4. Matty Ice was 26 of 38 for 350. Not too bad. Four tuts and one pick.
Nice.
Smith. Alex Smith. How can you trade him, Joe?
I don't know. How can you trade him?
He was 30 for 46, 306. Not horrible. One tut, one pick.
Yeah.
Yeah. Harris, 10 grabs for 124.
Ooh, that's good.
That's Mo Harris to you.
Yeah.
That's very nice. And the leading rusher for your...
Hail to the Redskin.
Washington Redskins.
That's right.
Was Alex Smith with 22 yards.
I would have thought.
When you're... Not you great have, running quarterback is your leading rusher.
Yeah,
that's
not good. And I thought
that's not good for you.
I thought AP was back.
I'm sorry.
I thought AP was back.
Yeah, you would have thought that after last week, right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, no,
no, not no,
no, not so much.
Oh man, no. that's so unfortunate.
It is. Unfortunate. It is. All right, so we're gonna go to the Vikings over the Kitty. It was almost as ugly as a game as the Bear, oh really. Stafford was 25 for 36 for a buck 99. No tuts, no picks.
No.
One leading rusher, Kerryon Johnson, 12 rushes for 37 yards.
I'm not surprised by that. There was a play in that game that it was Stafford, for some reason, was running a sweep, an option play. With okay. Johnson behind him, right? So he's running like the Bears did that today with Cohen. But he's running the ball, and then he pitches it back, and then he fumbles. And then
that's not a good look.
The Vikings pick it up and run it to the house.
Well played, Joe.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, so, you know, you hear this, you're looking at 24-9, yeah. You're like, oh, Vikings must have had a great day. No. They kind of sucked.
Yeah.
Cousins was 18 for 22 for a buck 64, mm-hmm. one tut, one pick. Right. Dalvin Cook was 10 for 89.
Yeah,
there was no receiver
none
for the Vikings that had over 37 yards.
No, Thielen had a touchdown pass, but it was a short one. It was like 10 yards or 12 shorty. Yards. And
yes,
then,
sir.
And then they without Stephon Diggs.
Yeah,
that's another reason probably why Cousins didn't throw the ball a whole lot. Because I mean, when you have one really good receiver instead of two really good receivers, they could just double team the one receiver, and it's tough to get him the ball. So you got to run the ball, just the way it works.
Right. Yeah. Well, and Mr. Viking was telling me today that since Xavier Rhodes was out, he was really concerned about the defense.
That's true too. Yeah, I forgot Rhodes was out too. Yeah.
Defense seemed to hold up. Okay.
Yeah, and that and Matt Stafford's
nine
not,
points,
not
three,
great.
Three field goals.
And the Lions, I mean, the kid they got, he can run the ball, but for the most part, I mean, as a team, it all goes through Matthew Stafford. Like, it just it just does. And
it goes through the fat Jason Isbell.
Exactly. Jason Isbell when he's drinky.
Not anymore.
But when he was, back in the day, right after DBT, they looked very similar. Now they don't, because Jason's face is much thinner, but... Yeah, and that's the Bears' opponent next week, my friend.
It is.
The kitties come a knocking to the Soldier's Field.
The Motor City Kitty come home.
That's right. Us. Come to Soldier's Field, my friend.
We'll take care of that.
And hopefully Khalil Mack will be back. Hope. Fingers
okay.
crossed.
Okay. I mean, this is what I'm thinking. I'm thinking the Bears are going to save him for the Viking.
Think so?
Which would be in 2 weeks from
2 weeks,
now.
2 weeks, right. It's Lions, Vikings, then Lions on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Those are the next three games. So
we'll see. We'll see what's up.
Yeah.
Okay. Steeler, 23-16. Steelers are 5-2-1 at this point. Yep. Raven are 4-5.
Yeah, the Ravens, remember they were the darlings of the league when they started?
Well, yeah, because they beat the shit out of the Bills.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, great.
All right. I mean, well, we've seen that now.
History will tell us that not a big feat.
Not such a big deal.
Because the Bears didn't look great today doing it. I mean, they beat the shit out of them, but they didn't look good doing it. So.
Right.
You know, so.
So, Big Ben goes 28 for 47, 270 yards, 2 touchdowns, no rapes. James Conner, 24 for 107.
Yeah.
So, Conner on the ground.
Did he have a touchdown, too? Not too bad. Didn't Conner have a rushing touchdown as well?
He did not.
Okay, that was a passing. Then he caught a pass. Okay, never mind.
Flacco, 23 for 37 for 209. No tuts, no picks. Collins was 9 for 35 with a tut.
Yeah.
Willie Snead grabbed 7 for 58. So, I mean, I hope that this is starting to sink in that nobody really across the league, until we get to the Saints,
right,
had a really big offensive day.
Yeah, it was pretty
over the Brown. Chef over the Brown. Browns lost their coach at the beginning of the week.
They fired Hugh Jackson, correct?
They did. He seemed like a nice cat. I mean, he seemed like a good guy.
I mean, on Hard Knocks, I mean, he lost his brother and his mom in like
kind of, yeah, with like 3 months, the same or month, like that, or like 6 weeks, whatever it was. Yeah. So he kind of thought, hey, you know what? Maybe we'll cut this guy some slack. He tied the Steelers when they played the first game. I mean, that was like, come on, man. I mean, that's like their rivalry.
Yeah.
No, not so much. So, of course, we got to talk about Patty. He was 23 for 32 for 375, 3 tuts, 1 pick.
Ooh.
Kareem Hunt, 17 for 91, 2 tuts.
Yeah.
And the Brown, you know, whatever.
And the Chiefs just keep going. And the Browns, though, from what the Twitter told me while during the game, because, you know, in between I check Twitter to see how other things are going.
Why wouldn't you?
They ran Duke Johnson today quite a bit. The Browns. Yeah, and also, Duke Johnson had a good game today.
And he got a touchdown.
Yes.
I believe it was a receiving touchdown.
Yeah, I want to say he had at least 80 yards rushing, maybe more, but so how's the rest of the league? How are we looking?
The rest of the league. The Dolphin over the Jet, 13-6. If you're still awake, I'll keep talking to you. 21 for 39 for our friend Sam Rosen. I said Sam Rosen.
That's just
for
right.
You. It's Sam Darnold.
That's from last week.
229, 0 tuts, 4 picks.
Oof.
Isaiah Crowell, who, you know, coming from the Brown, you're like, oh, yeah, I'll go anywhere by the Browns.
Yeah.
And now you're a Jet.
That's right.
And you ran the ball 13 times for 49 yards. Ty Herndon, 4 grabs, 62. All just not good. Osweiler was 15 for 24 for a buck 39. No tuts, no picks. Frank Gore ran the ball 20 times.
Nice.
For 53 yards.
Not nice.
Danny Amendola, 5 grabs for 47. So you and I were talking earlier, and I thought you said that the weather in Miami was atrocious.
I don't know that to be true.
Okay, you are right.
But I had heard pregame that the weather wasn't going to be great, and I had a Jets fan friend of mine on Facebook, coworker, put up on Facebook, "Can't wait for baseball." So there you go, Gary V somewhere crying in his beer because they're the Jets are terrible.
They're
not good.
They're not good.
No.
Boo!
That's right.
So we've got the Panther at 6-2 over the Buck at 3-5 at this point.
Fitzmagic?
Conor McGregor.
Fitzmagic.
Yeah.
No.
Conor
no?
McGregor was. No. Listen to this, though. Okay. Check this out.
Okay.
So Winston's benched, yeah?
Yes.
Okay. So Conor McGregor's 24 for 40 for 243,
yeah.
4 tuts,
ooh,
and 2 picks.
Oh, well.
So,
the 4 tuts is good.
Right.
But that kind of sounds like a Fitzpatrick game, though. That kind of sounds like...
That's absolutely what it is.
Modus operandi is that he's going to throw touchdowns, but he's also going to complete like 55% of his passes and throw 2 picks.
But don't you think the Jets would be beating off like chimps right now if they had him back do that?
Yeah.
Okay. Just
of course.
Checking.
Yeah, yeah.
Peyton Barber, 11 carries for 31 yards. You can keep that.
Ew.
Cam, 19 for 25. Mm-hmm. Not bad. 247, two tuts, and no picks.
That's the kind of outing you want from your quarterback.
It is.
Especially when you have Christian McCaffrey.
I was going to say, McCaffrey was 17 carries for 79. Not great, but two tuts.
Yeah. He's good, man. He's real good.
This just in.
Christian McCaffrey, he's good.
And the Texan, 19. Escape the Bronco, 17. Texan 6-3, Bronco 3-6.
They're kind of an enigma, right? Like the Broncos?
They are.
Yeah.
They are an absolute enigma.
I don't get him. Part of me says they're good, and part of me says they're bad.
Their defense is serviceable. Keenum, they paid a lot of money
for. They did, and he's not good.
And, well, he's not horrible.
Yeah, but he's not. Yeah.
I know. Okay, so anyway, Watson, 17 for 24 for 213 and two tuts.
Yeah.
No picks. Very nice.
Sean Watson's turning into a nice little football player.
He is turning into a nice little football player.
Right.
Blue ran the ball 15 times for 39 yards, so he's not getting much for you.
No.
Our good friend Case, as we mentioned earlier, was 26 for 42.
That's good.
For 290 and one touch.
So it sounds like he had a decent day. No picks?
Nope, no picks. Phil Lindsay went 17 for 60, so.
Yeah. Did they fumble? Did they have turnovers or something that caused them to lose that game?
Yeah, it was 19-17, Joe. I mean, it was just kind of a slugfest.
Defensive slugfest. It wasn't
pretty either way.
In a world.
All right, now we got the Ram losing.
Yeah, got the first loss.
This just in.
Yeah.
The Ram are 8-1 to the Saints, 7-1. The Rams put up 35 to the Saints, 45.
Yeah.
You look at the Ram, you're like, they put up 35 points.
Yeah.
Their defense is normally spot on.
Pretty good. Mm. Not today, my friend.
Goff, 28 for 40. Not horrible.
No.
But for 391, oof, three tuts, oof, and one pick.
Yeah.
Not horrible. No. Gurley, 13 for 68 and a tut.
That's okay. A little below his standard.
You'd like him to get 100.
Those are good Jordan Howard numbers.
Yeah.
Not necessarily right. Todd Gurley numbers.
You're right.
Yeah.
And then the old man.
Drew Brees,
mm-hmm. 25 for 36 for 346 mm-hmm. yards, oof, and four touchdowns. Four tuts.
Michael Thomas. No, how did Michael Thomas do today, Jay?
Well, we're going to go to Al Kamara next.
Okay.
You carry the ball 19 times because you've got to kill time, right?
Correct. They had a 10-point lead.
He went 19 for 82, which isn't horrible, uh-huh, and two tuts. Michael Thomas,
yeah,
12 grabs, 211 yards, and a touchdown.
And a fine. There'll be a fine coming
for pulling the fake cell phone out of his...
out of the end zone, the field goal pad,
the
post pad. Yeah, somebody planted it for him.
And the NFL made this huge deal, not unlike all other leagues that say, have fun, do this, sure, whatever. We're not going to stop messing around with the end zone celebrations.
Yeah.
You can do what you want.
Yeah.
But
there's a line egregious
enough that...
There's a line. But whatever. I mean, if they won the game at home. You know, they beat the Rams. And heaven help the NFC if the Saints get home field.
Oh, my God.
Because that place is so hard to play in. It is so loud. And Drew Brees is so good at home. And they have Kamara. They've got Ingram. They've got Thomas. You know, their tight end is good in Ben
Hopefully
Watson.
They'll have Cam Meredith back.
And
My guy!
Yeah, so, I mean, they're going to be tough to beat at home. They're a much different team on the road. I don't think they're as good as they are at home.
Right.
But if they get home field in the NFC, look out. Look out.
Yeah, they seem to be peaking at the right time.
Yeah, for sure.
When they had that slugfest against the Falcon.
Yeah.
I mean, that felt kind of like who's going to be the team that can outscore everybody else?
Right.
And
100%. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's going to be them.
All right, man. Do we want to hit on anything else as far as college football goes? My beloved Redbird.
Yeah.
Caught another one on the chin this week. Yeah. I don't think we're going to the playoffs. Here we are ranked 7th in the country for the FCS.
Yep.
And I don't believe that we're going to get a playoff berth because of the last 3 weeks.
Yeah, and you're, and the conference you play in is really tough, too. So, I mean, it's...
It is.
Yeah.
And going to the Uni Dome is normally a loss. I mean, you just... You count that as a loss going up there.
Yeah.
But they're 4-4 this year. If you have a shot at beating them, this is it.
Yeah. Yeah.
The opening kickoff, we recovered a fumble and got a field goal out of that. We're leading that game 3-0, and then all of a sudden it just goes off the rails.
And then you had the Alabama Crimson Tide, who were 14-point road favorites at LSU.
Yeah.
And the money line was +500 at LSU, and I'm like, LSU might be a good buy here at +500.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, not so much. Nope.
Did you see that meme?
Shut that
went around with that poor girl that looked at the camera like toward the end of the game and said, "Not goddamn Bama." Right?
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
They're just punked.
They're the real deal, man. You can say that maybe Clemson. I mean, Clemson put up 70 this last week against Louisville. Louisville. But I can't imagine anybody being out.
That's where old Uncle Dougie went.
Yeah, he did. He went to Louisville and got a concussion and a scholarship. So there you go.
That he did.
That's right.
You know what buffone means in Italian? It means clown.
That's right.
My favorite Doug Buffone, Vince Lombardi story right there for you.
Yeah. I love
laying on his back.
I miss Doug.
And I do too.
Yeah.
He's laying on his back and Lombardi's in his face with that big gap tooth just talking at him. It means clown.
It means clown shoes. Speaking of clown shoes.
Speaking of clown shoes,
talk
about the bull.
Talk about the boo. Or the hawk. You can talk about either one. Yeah. I know.
Either way.
There you go. That's good. Yeah. Bulls are 2-8, kids.
Come on, Tom. That's rough.
Yeah. Lighten up.
Anyway, hit us.
Last four games have been utter just disasters. It started off again against the Golden State Warriors playing at home, allowing 92 points in the first half. That's right, kids. 92. NBA record for most road points allowed.
Wow.
Second most points ever in a half by any team. Road or home.
I think Tibbs would have committed Harry Carey.
Tibbs would have strangled half the team and then strangled himself.
Yeah,
that's right. And Golden State had mercy on them. They only finished the game with 149 points. So they only scored 57 in the second half.
Taking the foot off the gas.
Yeah, 100%. Klay Thompson had 10 threes at the half. He ended up with 14, Jesus, breaking Steph Curry's record of 13. Yeah, and then they played Denver at home, lost in overtime. Then they played a tough game against the Pacers, lost by 2, and then a tough game against the Rockets, ended up losing by 8. Oh no, they ended up losing by 8. So I mean, they got smoked by the Warriors, but everybody's getting smoked by the Warriors. It's not, that's no big deal. So they played. Then they came back and played tough against Denver, tough against Indy, and then kind of had a downer against the Rockets. The Rockets are really good. They couldn't shoot the ball.
Nobody gets bent over like that, no. Really. I mean, Golden State. I mean, to the worst team.
Yeah.
Yeah. 92 in the first half.
That's. I mean, we were watching it at work, just casually, just having it. I had the score rolling.
Yeah.
And I had to stop because I was in the middle of doing something. And I stopped and I went, the fucking Warriors put up 92 points in the first half. I'm like, what? What just happened?
Yeah. If that's a prison rape, you get a tampon after that, Joe. Oh, my God.
You get something because that's awful. I mean, like I said, Klay ended up with 14 three-pointers. He scored 52 points. You know, when you're leading scorer, Zach LaVine, okay, great, got that. But he also tied with Antonio Blakeney because it was just garbage time at the end of the game. So
yeah,
he ended up with 21.
You know, he's the face of your franchise right now.
Yeah. I mean,
Adam Levine, Maroon 5.
That's
he's
right.
Your guy.
That's right. That's right. This love. It's,
yeah.
It's the bull.
It so is the bull.
They're not good, and I don't see them getting any better. I mean, can Markkanen make a difference? Yeah, maybe. I mean, like, they'll maybe play 500 when, you know, from when the time he comes back to the end of the season, as long as he doesn't get hurt again.
Right.
Could they play 500 ball? Yeah, maybe. But you just dug yourself such a big hole at the beginning here. You're sunk.
They're going to miss the playoffs.
Yeah. I can't see them making the playoffs.
So does that launch Fred? Does that
change it's gotta Paxson? Be, right?
Does that
do I gotta anything think,
Foreman?
I got to think that that Michael Reinsdorf's not going to be happy.
Okay.
And it could be just, bloodletting.
Clean house.
Yeah.
Yep. Start over.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, get rid of Garpax. Get rid of Hoiberg and start from scratch. Might as well. I mean, what good is this? What good are they doing now? I mean, they're doing no good at all. So you might as well just nuke the whole thing and start from scratch.
Right, but that could have been done 10 years ago.
100%.
Except for the fact of the loyalty.
And didn't they extend Hoiberg?
I
think they did. Like I think last year, I think they extended him. I have to double check, obviously. But
how does that possibly happen?
I don't know, because Garpax is Garpax. They're
okay.
And it's what people need to understand is, yes, Jerry Reinsdorf is technically the owner of the team. That's true.
Yeah,
his son runs it. Like the White Sox are his baby.
Yeah.
Michael's the Bulls guy. Yeah, Jerry owns
how
it.
Long is that, runs it. How long has that been?
Probably for the last, probably in the Garpax era. Probably that whole era.
Okay.
I gotta imagine that they're the Reinsdorf family, specifically Michael, isn't gonna put up with it anymore. I can't see that.
So from Vinny on, is that what we're thinking?
Yeah.
Or even pre-Vinny.
Maybe a little after Vinny, but yeah. Yeah, I think I think Jerry started taking a hands-off approach. He's getting older. He doesn't... He wants to spend his winters in Florida.
He didn't care when they were winning.
I know. He said... He
won front six trophies, and he goes, I'd trade all of these for a World Series.
Yeah. Yep. And he did.
And he got one.
He got one.
Thank God he did.
I know. Me too. Yeah. As a Sox fan, very happy he got one. But the Bulls are just... They're trash. And quite frankly, just start over. You want to get me interested in the Bulls again? Start over.
Man.
Whack everybody and start over. Because this isn't going to work at all. Wow. This is not going to work. Now to talk about the Hawk
for a little bit. I'm sorry. Yeah. Before we get to the Hawk, let's go back to Fred and his ingenious offense that's going to beat everybody. Hey, Fred, when I hit my nose, that means you talk. Okay.
Hey, Fred. Hey, Fred. I'm hitting my nose, Fred.
Right. Jesus.
Yeah, the ingenious offense of Fred Hoiberg.
How's that working out for you? It's going to revolutionize the NBA.
Yeah, clearly.
I mean, basically, and tell me if I'm wrong, but he was kind of what Phoenix and Golden State wanted to do. He wanted to push the ball and shoot as many threes as possible.
Yeah.
As fast as possible.
Yeah.
And then recover. And then keep doing it.
Yeah.
And then you will end up beating people you'll beat them 170 to 162 or whatever it
right.
will be.
Yeah.
Which is the complete knee-jerk reaction from Tibbs, who wanted to beat you 2-0.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Tibbs wanted to give up 70 points a game. That's what he wanted to do. And the thing is now, though, I think... There was a rule change, which I don't think we've talked about in the NBA. On an offensive rebound, the shot clock does not reset to 24 seconds. It's like 12.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why is that?
Higher scoring. More shots would mean more. Right.
Okay.
So.
I mean, of any of the major sports, why do you need to speed up the NBA?
Good question. I don't know.
I mean,
I don't know.
Other than my old man's vision from the late 60s, early 70s, where Yeah, you don't have to watch an NBA game till the like last 5 minutes of the fourth quarter.
You still don't have to, really.
I know, right? Yeah. I mean, it. If you want to talk parity, that's kind of where it's at.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. Yeah, for sure, 100%.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, the NBA is just, I don't know, whatever. Like, it's the thing about the NBA is this: the reason why I have kind of a hard time following it or watching it is because it's the same five teams as a rule.
Okay.
Right?
Right.
Like, it's Golden State. It's Boston. You know, Toronto now is getting good, so that's fun. But it's like the Lakers. Well, you know, the Lakers are bad.
They get good in the regular season.
The Celtics, are okay.
Yeah.
You know, it's, you know, Cleveland was Cleveland. Now they're not Cleveland, obviously, because LeBron left. But, I mean, like, before when LeBron was there, it was Cleveland in the East. You know, it was just blah, 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 blah.
Houston's been better. Oh, yeah, there's another firing for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, just, the NBA is just, I can't, it's, when I can't watch a game, like, because it's just, you almost know who's going to win every single game.
But they are the best players in the world.
Oh, yeah. Without a doubt. Without a doubt. Bar none. Yeah.
And all the people that say, well, I prefer college because they play the game like it's supposed to be played and blah, blah. I'm not really down with that.
No, me neither. College basketball is really tough to watch. I mean, NBA is kind of tough to watch, but anymore, college basketball is just, it's too slow. It's, the quality of play is terrible. Like, it's not good, right? Now, I understand the NBA has become very much a pick and roll, 3-point kind of league. Like, I understand it, but.
Correct.
But man, anybody that says college basketball is like better than NBA, I don't know. In terms of quality of play, I find that hard to believe.
You know, the people that say that stopped watching it in the early 80s.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I can't imagine. I cannot imagine a college basketball game that I would watch over an NBA game, even a bad NBA game.
And the thing is, and people bitch about all the time, tournament, of course. No, it's all scoring. Well, it's all scoring. No, they play better defense in the NBA than they do in college.
In college basketball,
you don't know what you're watching.
Another knock against college basketball.
If you think that they're not playing defense.
Yeah, another knock against college basketball.
No, I'm not trying to do that as well.
No, I'm just saying, but another knock that you can add to this is the fact the regular season really doesn't mean a whole lot, right? It's true. You have to be good enough. You don't have to be great. Uh-huh. You just have to be good enough to get in the tournament. And if you can get in the tournament, then anything can happen.
Well, but I mean, if you're going to mirror anything, that's the NBA.
Right. But even in the NBA though,
if you're the lowest team, it's kind of like hockey that regular season doesn't matter either.
Yeah, that's true.
You've got to peak at the right point. Yeah. I mean, and that's for all of these.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, you're right. You're right.
But more more so now for NBA and the NHL than for, I mean, it's so hard to pick. Right. When you look at the tournament teams and you're like, oh, well, this team's amazing. They should be great. They're competition, their power ranking.
Yeah. Here's a question for you. Let me pose this to you and tell me what you think.
Please do.
Would college basketball be any better to watch if there were no tournament?
I think it's unwatchable without a tournament.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's kind of what I'm thinking is that, like, what makes college basketball is March Madness.
Correct.
Right. Not Arch Madness, which is also fun. Don't get me wrong. Arch Madness is fun, but March Madness—it
means a lot less.
Yeah, it kind of. Well, it depends. If you're, if you're there, if you're a Valley team, it means a lot. But I think the tournament makes college basketball what it is. Makes it as popular as it is, because I think without the tournament, if you made it like college football, where you had a committee and they just picked the four best teams and had a play, nobody would give a shit. No one would care, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Right?
No, you're probably right.
Because it's the going to the bar on the Friday or the Thursday of the tournament, sitting there for hours watching, hoping your picks come through. Like, that's what the enticement is,
in my opinion. But it's also like, think about boxing. yeah. and how they had all the different belts, right?
They still do.
And then they combine. I know. But yeah. when they combine them, mm-hmm. that's where it's at. Because initially, the NIT was
yeah.
the tournament.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And now that's the one
nobody wants
to right. maybe not accept.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, you know, we were offered an NIT bid. Yeah, we didn't want that.
Yeah, I mean, it'd look bad if I'm sure a bunch of teams.
In the 60s,
yeah.
and in the NCAA championship, nobody gave a shit.
No, nobody gave two fucks. And the thing None. Is that the NIT, I'm willing to bet if you're from a major conference, you have to plan that thing. You can't turn it down because of the money involved. Right. right? I mean, like.
Correct.
Because now the NIT is run.
It's all in New York.
Well, the NIT,
it's all Madison Square Garden.
The NIT is run by the NCAA. Like, they run the NIT.
Gross.
So, yeah.
Grocery bag.
Yeah. So, I mean, you're going to play in it if you're invited to the NIT, but I'm sure if you asked, I don't know, let's say Illinois, for example, right? Like, if they had a shitty season and kind of got to the quarterfinals of the Big Ten tournament, so they had enough wins to get to the NIT period, if you asked them if they wanted to play, they'd say,
well, I'll need some beer.
Yeah. And then they go, nah, I don't think so. Nah, right. I don't want to play Murray State. No.
I don't want to do that.
Right.
And I don't, because I don't want to lose.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. And that's why circling back to college football, these alleged big conference, you know, like take UCF, for example, right? UCF okay. still undefeated, whatever. No team is going to go there and play. None.
There's no benefit for you.
Correct. There's no yeah,
it's,
benefit.
It's only a loss.
You're not going to, yeah. you're not going to make more money. You're not going to save face.
No.
There's no benefit.
If you go there, you're expected to win. And if you don't, it's.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you lose, then,
so
they fly the banner high, and then yeah, that's it. Their national whatever. Championship banner, you know it.
Hey! What's this lying around shit? Mm-hmm.
That's right.
One could ask the Blackhawks that question.
Oh, they might.
Yeah, see that? See that transition? That's
a pro, I see that.
A pro's pro right there.
You're a pro.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right, so took one on the chin again last night. They got blown out by the Calgary Flames. Now, to be fair,
Calgary
Duncan Keith got kicked out of the game like about 4 minutes in. He boarded a kid who was falling, and at the time Keith hit him, his head was right at board level, and so he creamed him. No malice behind it. Keith immediately bent over to check on the kid to make sure he was okay, but he got kicked out. I mean, you got to throw him out. Like, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. So the Hawks played with five defensemen. They were Crawford and the defense were pretty noble for about two periods. And then third period happened, and then that was it. No more. That was it. They lost. Big comeback by the Flames. Yeah, I know. Yeah. But they have a bunch of rookies playing for them. They have three that are getting a lot of playing time. Henry Okiaru, Dominic Cahoon, and Brandon Manning. Brandon Manning sucks. He's not Ooh. Good. He
okay.
Yeah,
he's not good at hockey.
He's got a problem. I'm sure he skates well, but
okay.
He has a problem with the puck in his own end. He has the yips.
Ooh no.
Yeah, yeah. He like trying to get the puck out of his own zone, which a defenseman. That's exactly what Joel Quenneville wants you to do. He doesn't want you skating with the puck. He wants you to get the puck and get rid of the puck. That's the way Joel Quenneville's offense works.
Yes.
He's not. He doesn't do that. He's bad at it. Very bad at it.
That's a negatory good, buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You Steve Sachs it.
Yeah.
We're not doing it.
Big time. Dominic Cahoon is your second guy. He plays on the top line with Taze. Seems to be all right. They shook things up. They moved him down to the third line last night because they've been having problems scoring goals. And it worked. It worked out pretty well. That line played really well. And they're probably... best rookie this year so far has been Henry Okiharu. He was their number one pick, I want to say last year, 2 years ago. Seems pretty, has poise. He makes some dumb rookie mistakes, but not to the effect like Manning does almost every single time he touches the puck.
Okay.
Okiharu is going to be special.
The fact they put him on the line with Keith speaks volumes to me.
Absolutely, it does. And I think that he's going to be a keeper. I think he's really going to be a keeper. He's played well. But we'll see how it goes come, you know, further down the season when, you know, you've played five games in 7 nights or something like that. And we'll see if his youthful energy is still there because, So far, so
you
good.
You look better as a Rockford Ice Hog.
Knocking literally on wood. That's right. I'm hoping that he can keep it up because I thought he's played quite well from the eye test.
Okay.
The numbers may not back it up 100%, but nobody on the Hawks is really killing it, so it doesn't really matter. Well, I take that back.
Except Alex, for the captain.
And DeBrincat. Alex DeBrincat's okay, killing it too. And the captain's played like Jonathan Toews of old, which is good to see.
Yeah.
He just needs some help.
Yeah.
He just needs some help. That's it. And Crawford. And
Kaner was out at least one game.
Yeah, recently. Him was tick. Him had a code.
Oh.
Yeah, he was sick. Which, of course, reminds me of the opening of Slapshot, the movie.
Okay.
Where Dave Carlson is in the press box and the announcer's interviewing him. And he goes, oh, so you pulled your hamstring last night in the whatever game. And Dave Carlson responds back, no, I got a cold. I got a head cold. Yeah. Yeah.
So is it a Kyle Farnsworth cold or?
Maybe.
Okay.
Because he played the next day. Well, no.
Yeah, I was going to say it was 2 nights ago.
It was 2 nights ago. So he didn't play in that game. They had a day off in between. And then he played against Calgary last night. So he didn't play well either. He was, I don't know, didn't seem like, maybe he's still sick. Maybe it's legit. Who knows? But.
Okay.
And Corey Crawford has been, thank you, 7:30 show, completely different than the 10:30 show. Crow's been great. It's about as good as he can be. His defense in front of him has let him down so much that he doesn't have the wins and losses to show for it. And his save percentage maybe isn't the best, but the eye test tells you that he's about all the way back. He's played really well. They would have lost those games by much more than they have if he didn't play.
That game that Kane was out,
I
think he had 24 saves, and he gave up four goals.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I think one of them was his fault for sure, but the other ones were just either weird bounces or just the defense just let him down, like two on one breaks, stuff like that. There's not a lot Crawford can do. I mean, he can stop the puck. That's about it, right? Like he can't. Right. He can't defend two people by himself or defend two people with Brandon Manning back. You know, he's going to make the bad play. Seabrook had a great game last night too. Seabrook played really well.
Siebes.
He's been looking better. You know, he's not as fast as he was, but he's been playing really well. I mean, like Seabrook, Toews, and DeBrincat have been playing really top notch, and Yokoharu has been playing pretty well, but the rest of the team's been kind of,
hit your buddy Saad got a goal that night that Kane
Saad
was out
actually
as well.
Has 3 goals in his last 3 games. So, like, you know, but overall, yes, Brandon Saad is a
Neil
joke.
Before Saad.
That's right, my friend. But at any rate,
I want to get back to that.
Neil before Saad? Snoochie
Yes.
Bitches? Yes. I would love to, but we'll see. We'll see how it goes. He was terrible. He was actually a healthy scratch. One game. Yep, that's right. If you're a healthy scratch in the NHL, that's not good. Mm-mm. It means the coach is mad at you. But he played much better last night. So it means you're Kevin White. Yeah, buddy. Okay, maybe not that bad, but that's right. The clock on the wall, Jay.
Oh, is it that time?
It is that time.
I'm looking at my Gucci. It's about that time.
It is. So we want to thank you for listening to It's That Podcast, episode 43. We are on Facebook, facebook.com/ It's That Pod. We are on Twitter at Triple Lindy's. Jason is at J, the letter.
The letter.
Sleet Shirley. We can email us at joe@itsthatpodcast.com or jason@itsthatpodcast.com. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, and Jason, did Alexa work or no? We never found out.
It absolutely did.
It did. Fantastic. Yes, and Alexa.
Simple Radio, Real Radio.
TuneIn.
TuneIn Radio.
Yes, TuneIn Radio.
There we are.
But it worked.
TuneIn Radio.
There you go. So you can find us on those things. I will repeat, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, and Alexa, just by saying, hey, Alexa, play It's That Podcast. We thank you for listening to this episode. And hope you have a good week, and we'll see you next week on It's That Podcast. Fuck the Packers.
Fucking Packers.
Fucking Packers.
Cagliari, cry, craggy. Boring. Never did it. I got you.